Hi everyone, and welcome to the show on why feeling good about yourself is crucial for your confidence with my special guest, Certified Life Coach, Anna Papa. I'm Sharissa Sebastian, a coach, speaker, and writer. I'm a Certified Life and Leadership Coach for Women, and I hold my certification through the International Coaching Federation. My passion is helping women break free from being stuck, overwhelmed, and stressed, mainly in their professional lives and in the area of work-life balance, to live a life of passion, purpose, joy, and fulfillment. You can find out more information on me and what I do on my website, www.sharissasebastian.com. And I'd also like to take a moment to highlight a fabulous women's one-day spa retreat coming up on September 5th in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And part of the proceeds of that event are going to support Hope Store, which is a local women's shelter. You can find out more about that fantastic spa retreat on our website at stopsmilebreathe.com. Or if you'd like to go ahead and purchase tickets, you could do that at stopsmilebreathe0915.splashthat.com. And don't worry, these links are going to be available for you on the same page that you use to listen to this show. So stay tuned until the end of the show for a special discount offer for this event. So let's get right into today's show, sponsored by Audible.com. We'll be talking about being more confident, why it's so important to start with how you feel about ourselves, and also what are some quick tips and strategies that we're going to be sharing with you to really help you to move forward in this area. So again, I'm joined by my good friend and certified life coach, as well as a speaker, Anna Papa. Anna, welcome.
Hi, Sharissa.
Hi, thank you so much for joining me again. And for those of you who did not catch our last show, this is actually kind of a part two of our a series, on our mini-series on confidence. The last time we did the show on confidence was last month, and I was joined by Anna again and also by Mandy Catherine, and the show was entitled Exuding Confidence. So if you missed that, I highly encourage you to do a quick search on Blog Talk Radio for that show called Exuding Confidence, and you can get a lot more information and tips from us on that recording. So let's go right ahead, and Anna, would you like to take a few moments to introduce yourself?
Sure, Sharissa. Thank you again for having me on your show. And hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Anna Papa, and I am a certified life and relationship coach. I work with moms who are searching for a more balanced, confident, and happy life. I also help couples to build stronger relationships in which both partners feel loved, appreciated, and understood. If you would like to learn more about me and my work, please visit www.sfforward.lifecoaching.com or email me at anna@sflifecoaching.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, Anna. I'm so excited to be on the show with you again. And I know that we can probably easily do, you know, many more shows on confidence. So I'm excited to go a little bit deeper today and specifically focus in the area of being confident within ourselves and how we, you know, how we speak to ourselves and what the inner work that we have to do in order to feel confident. So for those of you who did listen to our last show, that's the area that we're going to focus on. So the last time was a little bit more general about confidence, what it is, and how we can become more confident both on the inside and out. And also we talked about relationships and all of that. So today we're going to go a little bit deeper in the area of how we feel about ourselves and why it's so important to feel good about who we are in order to be more confident. And I could not have picked a better person to speak on this than Anna. So I'm very excited about.
Oh, thank you so much, Sharissa. Thank you. So
we've had many, many discussions on this, and it really is, you all are in for a treat with what we have to share today, especially getting Anna's standpoint on confidence and her tips as well. So Anna, what I'd like to do is, especially for those listeners who did not listen to our last show, I'd like to start with some general questions just to touch on this topic of confidence before we go a little deeper. So what are you? What is your definition of confidence?
The definition that I use for confidence is Confidence is a trust in your own abilities, in your opinions, judgments. It's an appreciation of your own qualities and of who you are.
Oh, that is beautifully said. Yes, I know there's many definitions of confidence out there, and a lot of them touch on what you said, but the two key words that I love that you put in there is trust in yourself and appreciation for yourself. And we're going to go a little bit deeper into this topic and focus more in those areas, but I think you summed it up so well with those two things. The other thing that I came across recently is also a quote, and I'll mention this again at the end, but this is a quote it's actually an anonymous quote, I'm not sure who this is from, but it goes like this. It says, confidence is something you create within yourself by believing in who you are. And this also ties in with that appreciation for yourself as well. So yes, I think those three things are key. So trust, appreciation, and also believing in yourself and believing in who you are. Great, thank you.
Oh, I love that quote, Charissa. It really summarized perfectly what confidence is.
Yeah, I did. I really resonated with that, especially when it started speaking about believing in who you are, and that it is so much an inside job, which is why we picked that topic for today, and especially that area of confidence, because it does start from within us. So speaking of which, the difference, let's go to the difference between confidence and self-esteem, because I think these terms are so similar, yet there is, a little bit of a difference between the two. So let's talk a little bit about that, Anna. Can you tell me, from your knowledge, what is the difference between confidence and then self-esteem? Or maybe they're the same thing.
Sure, Charissa. Actually, during my studies and my readings and research, I came across upon so many definitions as well, but the one I think that I like the best for those, just to differentiate them a little bit, is that the self-esteem refers to how you feel about yourself overall. So it's what do you think about yourself in general, how much you like yourself. Self-confidence, on the other hand, is how you feel about your abilities to complete a certain task or achieve certain goal. And this one, self-confidence can vary from situation to situation. But I agree with you that, a lot of people, including me really, use this term self-esteem and confidence as the same concept, but there is a slight difference between those two.
Yes, and actually that's exactly what I found as well in looking this up and looking at different people's definitions of self-esteem and self-confidence. That's exactly what I came across, that self-esteem is the value you see yourself having in the world and is related to your personal value and your self-worth. So very general compared to self-confidence, which is your belief that you can do something or succeed at something, and your belief in your abilities, which is what you were talking about. Where self-confidence or self-esteem, rather, is how you feel about yourself in general, where self-confidence is a belief in, your ability to do something. And like you said, I love that you pointed this out as well, that it does vary from situation to situation. So you may be confident in certain situations and feel like, you have the experience and you feel good about your ability to do something in one situation, but maybe not so much in another. Maybe it's a new area for you and you don't feel quite as sure of yourself. So in that case, your self-confidence is going to be very specific from situation to situation, where self-esteem, like you mentioned earlier, is a lot broader. But of course they are, closely related. So it is important to have that overall self-esteem and your value and your see yourself as being valuable and worthy as well. And then that will tie into your self-confidence in different situations as well.
Yes, and I think it's also worth to mention that those two influence each other so much and are so related one to another, because when you are a confident person, it will reflect in your self-esteem. Usually confident people are the one who do feel so good about themselves, and they know their worth, and they like themselves for who they are. And also, when you have a good esteem of yourself, you will show confidence, and you do have more faith in your abilities and in what you can achieve and what do you have to offer to the world.
Oh, yes, Absolutely. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Anna, it sounds like what you're saying is self-esteem is almost that foundation that you build your self-confidence
yes.
on.
Yes.
Is that accurate
yes,
to say?
Yes, definitely. Yes, yes. That's the pillar, I think, that holds it all together.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And the other thing with self-confidence that I wanted to add here is that I always think of self-confidence like a muscle. So in other words, you may not be self-confident in every single situation that you go into, but if you think of it in terms of a muscle that is built when you take risks, when you step out of your comfort zone, when you do things that are new to you with the thought of, you know, growing and expanding and not worrying so much about failure, but really focusing on what it is that you're going to learn in every situation. If you go into those situations where maybe initially you're not so self-confident, but you move forward anyway, you start to build your self-confidence when you realize that you can actually go out of your comfort zone and accomplish more than you maybe initially thought. So, yeah, that's
oh, yes.
just...
I agree with you, Charissa, on this one as well. Yes.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, another way of looking at self-confidence and another way to kind of wrap our heads around our thoughts and what goes, you know, we definitely always have, obviously, a choice in, you know, the way we think and the way we look at situations. We can either look at challenges as an obstacle, as, you know, like, oh, I there's no way I can do this, so I'm just going to back away from it. Or we can look at a challenge as, a challenge as an opportunity for growth and an opportunity to really move forward in the direction that we want to go in. And then by doing that and by changing our view of it and then moving forward regardless of the fear, or in spite of the fear, we can grow our self-confidence. So that is going to be more related to self-confidence in terms of looking at different situations and moving forward in different situations versus self-esteem, which is how we feel about ourselves overall. So I know I went into a lot there around self-esteem and self-confidence, but I think I just wanted to, you know, kind of touch on the self-confidence and the different facets to it, because it is so multifaceted. There's so much we can talk about in terms of just defining what self-confidence is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the other things that is also very common, and I've heard this question come up a lot in terms of confidence versus arrogance. So the question is it possible to be too confident to the point of arrogance rather than being confident yet humble?
I really like that question, Charissa, because I do think that a lot of people may wonder about this. And I do hear people saying, oh, he's so overly confident. But really, in my opinion, you cannot. I think that what happens is that sometimes we have a misconception of what confidence is. Mm-hmm. But confidence is nothing more than loving yourself for who you are and believing in your own abilities. So if someone acts arrogant, people may mistake this behavior for being overly confident, but it has nothing to do with confidence. It's just being arrogant. You know, and it's the same with being humble. Some people look at a humble person and think that this person lacks confidence, because in their opinion, confident person should be the most visible in the room. You know, the one who stands out the most, the loudest one. But this is not necessarily always the truth, right? So that's just, you know, this is how I see that. And I also think that confidence in some cultures, groups, and organizations has a bad rap, and it might be mistaken for being cocky or indifferent, almost opposite of being modest and humble. So for people who grew up with this notion, you know, it's easy to learn not to be confident and to see it as arrogance. But for me, are just two different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I'm glad you brought up the cultural, you know, differences as well between the different cultures. And it's so important for us to be not just tolerant, but really try to be understanding of other, you know, other people's cultures. Because really, confidence is such a big topic, you know, not big topic, but, you know, it comes through differently in different cultures, and it is it can be vastly different, you know, from depending on where you grew up and how you grew up and things like that. So you are right. And I think what you were saying is it all comes down to perception, what people, you know, perceive to be through their own lens based on maybe their upbringing or their belief system or whatever it is. So, for example, if you were brought up in a culture where arrogance is really looked down upon, then you might see somebody who is, you know, confident in themselves as being arrogant rather than just displaying confidence. So great point there. Really good point. Yeah, and I think the other thing I wanted to add as well that I came across when I read the book, The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama and Howard Cutler, is the way he looked at it was in terms of our service to others. So in other words, he said that when you are really confident, but you're confident in the sense that your focus is on serving others, then that comes from a place of humility and not from arrogance. But when you're confident to the point where you're trying to be self-serving and trying to kind of stroke your own ego, that's when it tends to lean more on the side of arrogance. So that's just a different way of looking at it as well. So, yeah, again, on this point, there's also a number of different schools of thought around this idea of arrogance and humility as well when it comes to confidence. I know there's a number of people that hold back on stepping into their space of confidence for fear that others will see them and judge them as being arrogant.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is this secret recipe to confidence, because there's so much that we just spoke about where you have to be, you know, you kind of have to be a little bit careful when it comes to confidence, because you don't want to come across as being too arrogant, and you don't want to come across as, you know, as not being sure of yourself either, especially in the world that we live in today. It's so important to be able to feel good about yourself and be confident in yourself and your abilities, because you really want to shine out there. You know, you want to be able to contribute to the world in a way that is authentic to who you are, and without being confident makes it very difficult to do that. So I know there's, you know, people are very scared to be looked at as being arrogant and all of that. So what is this secret recipe to confidence? How do we walk that line? And then what are the important elements of being confident?
You know, Sharissa, this is surely not a secret, but a fact that confidence is not born, but learned. So that's a very good news for people who lack confidence and who tried to work on having better self-esteem and to being more confident. So again, confidence is not born, but learned, and has a lot to do with our beliefs. So really all we need to do, and we talked about this a little bit during our last radio show as well, is that all we need to do to increase our self-esteem is to change our beliefs, right? But then there is a whole list of things that influence our beliefs, and another list with the strategies to change the negative beliefs we hold. But when you have those two figured out and you are motivated to work, there is nothing that can stop you from being confident.
Absolutely. But, and belief is so key. You know, what you believe. And like you said, Anna, it's learned too. So even though you may have grown up a certain way or believing certain things, it doesn't mean that you can't learn to be more confident in ourselves, because we all get knocked around in life. We all get, you know, sometimes get rattled to our core with certain things that happen to us. But that doesn't mean that we should let those events define who we are and take away our confidence. Over time, we can heal from those things and we can become more confident if we are intentional about it. Like you said, if we want it bad enough, if we see the benefit of it, and if we realize that the only way we can really be of service to other people as well, you know, including our loved ones and those that are close to us, is if we are more confident in our ability, then there are things that we can do to learn to become more confident. That's one of the reasons I'm so excited about our retreats, because at these retreats, and we'll be giving all our listeners a little more information on this in a little while, But at those retreats is really where we're able to go a little deeper. And, you know, it's not so much about just sitting there and listening to us speak about all of this, these things, but you actually do some really deep, really core work as far as, you know, what is it that you do believe and how do you shift that and how do you, what are some simple things that you can do every day? Because, you know, we're not all about making your life more complicated, but it's all about figuring out in your daily life what are those things that you can do, small things that are going to really shift the needle and help you to be more confident. And that's, and again, that's one of the reasons I'm so excited about the retreats, because it really gives us an opportunity to work closely with all of you that are coming out to the retreat and to really make a big impact, even though it's, you know, just one day. But when you come out of that day, it's, you truly will feel so much better about yourself, because you're then equipped. You know what's going on, you know what it is that may be holding you back, and then you're also equipped to be able to go out there and be more confident, whether that's in your relationships or at work or in any situation, or maybe it's just goals that you want to achieve and you just haven't been able to get there. Confidence is so key to every single part of our lives, and, you know, if we have that belief and our value in ourselves, then really we can go out and do anything, anything that we set our minds to.
That's right, Charissa. And you know that I am very, very passionate about this subject too. And I cannot wait to our next retreat. I know that it's going to be fun, and all you participants will be able to learn so much about yourself and do so much work. And
yeah,
become
so if you
more
are curious
confident.
And you don't want to wait until the end, I will just throw this out there. Our next retreat is on September 5th. And if you're in the Dallas area, please come and join us. It's going to be a day you will never forget. It really is going to be life-changing for you, especially if this is an area that you struggle with, or if you know someone that maybe needs help in this area, please invite them to come out. And again, the link is going to be on the same page that you use to access the retreat. And we will give you guys more information on this towards the end of the show. So, Anna, moving on from that then, why is it so important to start with ourselves? Now we're going more into really what today's show is all about, and that is starting with ourselves when it comes to helping us be more confident. So why is that so important to start with ourselves and then to do some of that inner work that we kind of alluded to?
Charissa, like we said, since confidence strictly depends on our own beliefs, it makes only sense to start from inner work in order to understand what stops us from having a good self-esteem and to improve it when needed. You know, I feel that if we start from any other strategies than inner work, you might fall short. It really will not make a change that will stick with you and that really will bring up that self-esteem and self-confidence.
Yes, you're so right. And a couple of things I wanted to mention here to reiterate what you just said, Anna. When you start with doing that inner work, you really have a solid foundation, like we mentioned earlier. And it's a lot more difficult for any situation or any other person to kind of rattle you and to shake you off that self-confidence. When you have that deep foundation and that comes from doing inner work, no situation or, you know, person can really tap into that. When you really are, you know, really grounded in your self-confidence. Whereas if you just try to portray confidence on the outside, situations, events, things that happen around you, it's much easier for you to be shaken and, you know, and feel not good about yourself when those kind of things happen. So that's another reason why it's so important to start with that inner work, like Anna was saying. Because when you start thinking about yourself differently and you start appreciating yourself, and I'm actually going to throw in just a quick tip here, as well, because I'm sure you all are wondering, okay, that's all great, but how do we actually do this? So I'm going to quickly just share one tip with you, and we're going to be sharing more as we go along. But even starting with looking at yourself in the mirror, and, you know, I know as women especially, we're so critical of ourselves, right? When we look in the mirror, we often don't think about how much we have to be grateful for, you know, for the person that's staring back at us, but we often look at maybe our wrinkles or, you know, our nose or our ears or all these things that we can, you know, point out so many things that are wrong and that we want to change. But what I would encourage you all to do is it starts with something as simple as looking at yourself and appreciating yourself for who you are. You know, just saying, that, you know, you love yourself and you appreciate yourself and you're so grateful for being here and you know, being born at a time like this where you have so many opportunities and you're so blessed with so much and being grateful for how much you've accomplished and who you are. So there's a simple exercise that you can do. I know it sounds strange and it might not be comfortable, especially if you've never done this before, but I really encourage you to do that. When you look at yourself in the mirror next time, even if it's just for, you know, a couple of minutes, even if you're doing this in the morning, look at yourself and think about those things that you're grateful to yourself for. And take a moment and do that and do it as often as you possibly can. And start looking at yourself in a different light. And that is what we mean by starting to do this from the inside out. So it's not just a matter of, you know, having good posture and doing those other different things on the outside. While those are still important, we do have to start from the inside. Is there anything else that you'd like to add there, Anna, as far as tips?
You know, Charissa, I actually do. It's on my mind, so I feel like I do need to chime in. And it's kind of, I don't know, you mentioned it a few questions before, and it just goes through my head. And I feel like it's a good place to mention it too. That, again, it is so important to start with ourselves. Because what I've noticed with people who struggle with self-confidence, it's often a fact that they blame others so much about their low self-esteem. And as true as it is, that really those past experiences and the message we got from other people, you know, maybe in our childhood, our adolescence, or even adult life, do influence greatly our self-esteem. It is all, our confidence depends really on ourselves. So that it might sound harsh, but we just need to let it go. It does in other people influence our self-esteem, but we just need to let it go, stop blaming others, and just work on ourselves. Because again, they do might contribute to our self-esteem, but really they are not inside of our heads, right? It's only us who get the button pushed to interpret those messages in negative way. But it's really, we have the power to not let others influence us. We need to find the value in ourselves. And remember that we are more than just our body, like you mentioned, than our wrinkles or other things. We are more than that. And we need to focus on the things we like about ourselves and appreciate in ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love what you said about taking responsibility. That is a huge deal, because when we realize that nobody else has control over self-confidence but ourselves, it's very empowering. I mean, you can look at it in a, you know, in a negative way as well, where you can say, yeah, but, you know, all of these things happened and maybe nobody else had ever experienced what you had to go through, and maybe, you know, somebody did hurt you very, very deeply. And yes, well, that, you know, that's definitely true, and you need to acknowledge yourself for even going through those tough situations. But at the same time, you have a decision now. You know, even if something happened to you yesterday or maybe a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe you're carrying something from the past, and it's time to release that, because you absolutely, you know, and I'm talking to, you know, just our audience here, you all have the ability to release that and to make a decision and say, no more will I let this hold me back. You know, forgive yourself for whatever it is you need to forgive yourself for, because forgiveness is another huge part of this inner work and self-acceptance and self-love. So try your best to forgive yourself. Again, at the retreat, we shared a lot more in this area, and just in the interest of time today, we really can't go into the details of this, but forgiveness is important. Forgive yourself, forgive the other person, and realize that you have a choice in this moment right now, even as you're listening to us, to let go of some of those things you've been holding on to, and to decide right now that those things are no longer serving you and that you do have the ability to let it go and to move forward looking at life through a different lens. So, yes, Anna, I love that you mentioned the responsibility, because, yes, we do need to take responsibility, because until we do that and start blaming other people, we really don't have – we're not going to be able to really take hold of our confidence.
Yes, and you know also all those negative events from our past – we should think about this as a block that builds our confidence, not hold us back from being confident, right? Because think about this. Yes, maybe someone hurt you, maybe something horrible happened to you, and by any mean, I want to diminish it.
it did happen, it did influence you. But look at yourself now, what you accomplish, where you are. You don't need this thing to hold you back. Think about how strong you are and how you are able to overcome it. And love yourself for this. Be proud of it. Celebrate.
Yes. Yes, I love that different way of framing it. That's so true. To look at it and think that you've come through that, no matter how difficult it was, no matter, you know, how stuck you felt in that situation, you've come through that. And you're still here and you're still standing and you still have the, you know, the option to move forward and to build a life for yourself that's, you know, more positive and where you do feel confident and valued because you truly are. And nobody can, you know, nobody can take that away from you unless you allow them to. And another quote that I love, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't have the exact words in front of me, and that is that you should always stand guard at the door of your mind. And the meaning behind that is that, you know, it's so, the way we interpret things and what we choose to feed our minds is so powerful. It can literally shape our destiny. So when you choose to feed your mind positive things, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you trigger positive thoughts, and when you are able to reframe those challenges that you've had in a more positive light, and like Anna was saying, you're able to look at that and say, you've come through that. You should celebrate that and say, I have come through that, and now I'm stronger and I'm a better person for it. When you're able to look at those situations in that light, That is you standing guard at the door of your mind saying, I refuse to let these situations, negatively influence what goes on in my mind. But I choose to look at it in a positive way and only allow positive thoughts to go through my mind. No more looking at myself in the mirror and saying, oh, my goodness, I look horrible today. Or, oh, my hair looks ridiculous. Or how can I go out like this? Or what are the people going to think of me, you know? And by standing guard at the door of your mind, you become aware, first of all, of those thoughts, and you can stop yourself and then look at yourself in a positive light and start saying those affirmations or those statements that are truthful, that, you know, that are positive and that are going to help you step into your confidence. Okay, so actually that brings me to my next question, which is, why is it so easy for us to be so tough on ourselves and so self-critical rather than practicing self-love and self-acceptance?
There are two different reasons for it. One is a historically determined and has to do with our ability to survive. So we pay attention more to our mistakes, right, and opinions of others, so we can adjust and fit in, right, because we need to survive in our society, and we just have that need for approval of others. But the second reason is our society itself and the messages we are fed with. We live in a culture where performance is highly valued, so we feel like there is no room for mistakes. And we easily find reason to criticize ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. And just talking from a work culture perspective, there's so much pressure in the workplace. And I know this also applies to different areas of our lives, but just for a moment to think about the workplace, and, you know, we are kind of held to such a high standard, and we're expected to do really well and to always be at the top of our game, and that puts so much pressure and stress on us, and it can really do damage to our self-confidence when we're not always able to achieve at that high level. And like you were saying, Anna, when it comes to the expectations of others and the expectations of society, and then, of course, our own expectations as a result of that, we sometimes feel like we're always falling short as far as being confident in ourselves and our ability.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's how we are. We always focus more on the bad things than positive, you know. That's how we are wired, but we can change it. It just takes a lot of work and a lot of mindfulness to do that.
Yes. That's very true. And mindfulness is very, it's one of those tools that is just so critical. I really feel like mindfulness practice is so key and so much of what we do in terms of helping us feel better about ourselves, being more present in the moment, looking at things from a more positive perspective, and being appreciative and being grateful in every single moment, even though they might be extremely challenging. But looking at it in terms of, okay, this is a challenge. Maybe things are not going exactly as I expect right now, but all things are going to, you know, I work for my good ultimately. So what is it that I can learn from this experience, and how can I better myself? And then how can I use this experience to help others? And I think even just that, I mean, it sounds so simple, but if we look at almost every challenge through that lens, it will dramatically change the way we feel about ourselves in those situations, our own confidence, and also how we respond and relate to other people as well. So just, and again, it goes back to what you were saying earlier, Anna, about belief. So much of this ties back to our belief system. And it's absolutely learned. We can learn or choose to, you know, select a new belief and change the way we look at life.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sharissa. It's nothing more but a choice that we make every day.
Yes, and like you said, it's not easy, but the more we practice this, the easier it will come to us. You know, and I talk from personal experience as well. I mean, this journey as far as being more mindful and having a completely different view of the world is fairly recent to me. I mean, I just started practicing some of these things in the last few years, and I can tell you the change in my stress level has been dramatic, absolutely dramatic. I mean, there've been some really tough decisions that I've had to make and things like that, but because I look through these different lens now, I feel like any challenge that comes up, because I have a more positive view on it, it's not so overwhelming to me, and it doesn't cause me as much stress. And I'm able to take those risks and step out of my comfort zone more and build my confidence as a result of that. And that's something that we teach you ladies at our retreats as well. We absolutely teach you how to do that, not just from our own, our training as coaches, but also from our own personal experience as well, because I think, you know, having walked some of this, it's so powerful to then be able to, for us to be able to give back to you guys and to help you all out in that way as well. So I'm really excited to be able to share more details on that and see all of you at the retreat as well. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is this perception that confidence is, you know, a fake it till you make it kind of thing. So in other words, it's so much on the outside. So, you know, a lot of people can, you know, will ask, what if, you know, if we just fake it till we make it and pretend that we're confident on the outside, by the way, maybe we carry ourselves, maybe the way we dress or our posture, is that helping us to become more confident?
You know, actually, I believe that it works. Because if you start dressing in the way you feel attractive and act in a more confident way, you will hear more compliments, positive feedback from others, which in return will increase your confidence. So, and you know, those positive experiences are one of the ingredients you need to build your confidence. Mm-hmm. So as much as that inner work is necessary, you know, presenting yourself from the outside as a confident person goes kind of hand to hand with it. It might not necessarily, you know, dressing nicely will not change your beliefs like that, but just presenting yourself in this way and receiving that positive feedback will influence your self-esteem, because you do feel good when other people look at you and say, wow, you look so good today. You look so different. You know, it's just, so I think it goes hand to hand, and this tactic works. So I really do encourage people to be a good actors and act fake it till they make it.
Yes, and one of the words I'm going to kind of hone in on what you just said, Anna, is ingredients, because it really is, it's like baking a cake, you know, there's all these different things. So there's the components that go into the inner work, which is a lot of what we just talked about, right? You know, how we perceive ourselves, how we value ourselves. But also there's that outer factor as well that's also a key ingredient in helping us feel confident. And I totally agree with you that goes hand in hand, because if we just, you know, if we are focusing so much on the inner work, but we're not really paying attention to our self-care and how we present ourselves, then that is going to affect our self-confidence as well. So yes, I agree with you that carrying ourselves confidently and maybe mm-hmm. dressing, you know, in a way that makes us feel good and working yeah. in our posture. All of those things are ingredients to our self-confidence. But to go back to what we were talking about earlier, that foundation has got to be solid. That foundation of the inner work and feeling your own, you know, having a good sense of your own value and having strong belief in yourself is absolutely key, because another aspect of confidence is that people can absolutely sniff that out in you. And what I mean yeah. by that is that if you're just faking it on the outside, but inside you feel horrible about yourself and you don't like mm-hmm. yourself, when you interact with others, they can sense that. It comes through non-verbally. Yeah. So, you know, you there's only so much you can fake it without having absolutely, you know, absolutely having to do the inner work first. So that's critical. That's the foundation. But yes, the outer work and the outer, your outer appearance and the way you put you, the way you carry yourself is also very important.
That's right. You can fake it, but you will not make it if you don't do your inner work as well.
That is true. So, and actually that, I think this ties in with the next question that I was going to ask you. Anna, we've already kind of touched on this, but I'm going to ask you if you have anything to add here. So the question is, what happens if we don't start with that inner confidence?
It's all the things that we said. I really don't think that there is any other way to improve confidence than inner work. Because, like, we mentioned before, no one can gift you a confidence. No one and nothing. It's all in your hands, or rather in your head, in your beliefs. So this is just a crucial component to confidence, is that inner work.
That's true. And that makes me think, when you said nobody can gift you confidence, it makes me think about, you know, how sometimes we all want to help each other, right? And we all, even mm-hmm. when we see people that are maybe not as confident, we want to compliment them. We want to focus on the things that they do well, so that we do try to, you know, boost their confidence. But if the, you know, the people that are receiving the compliments, if they don't feel good about themselves, they're just going to absolutely negate that, the compliment. And I speak from personal experience here. So, for example, when mm-hmm. I was not confident at all in myself and my ability, but other people would come to me and say, oh, you did a great job with that, or you look great today. In my mind, I mean, I would say thank you, but in my mind, I was thinking, oh, they're just saying that to be nice. So I would totally negate mm-hmm. the compliment. So that mm-hmm. goes back to your point, Anna, that only we can do that work for ourselves. Only we can have that belief. Yes. People can say good things to us all day long, but if we don't believe it for ourselves, then it's all for nothing.
Yes, I agree with you, Sharissa. And it is wonderful when we do have this support, when we do have those outside sources, you know, of compliments, and we have a group of people who tries to help us. That's all great. But just like you mentioned, we need to do the work and learn how to accept those compliments, how to start to believe in yourself. So yes, it is all in our hands.
Right. And here's another thing, ladies, and this is something I'm trying to work on also. When somebody pays you a compliment, try your best not to minimize it. Simply just say, thank you, I appreciate it, and move on. Because I know I have a tendency of saying, oh, it's not a big deal. Or, you know, if somebody compliments my clothes, like, oh, this is so old, or, you know, making an excuse as if I don't deserve the compliment. So another thing I'm going to maybe challenge you on in this case is, when somebody gives you a compliment, you know, simply say, thank you, I appreciate it, and move on, rather than trying to negate it for yourself, because that also is going to affect, even though you might think that you're trying to be humble with the other person, but that actually is going to negatively impact your own self-confidence. If you're constantly putting yourself down when somebody gives you a compliment, that's not helping your own self-confidence.
Mm. Yes, I love this challenge, Sharissa. I will keep you accountable, lady.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, it's not easy. And a lot of it also comes from our upbringing and our culture and things like that as well. And it's not to say that, you know, any of us had horrible upbringings and we weren't taught to be confident. Nothing like that at all.
Yeah.
But it's all about how we internalize those messages. You know, we're taught to be humble. We're taught, you know, not to make ourselves, you know, not to be too proud and all of those things. And those are not bad things. But what ends up happening is sometimes that can impact our confidence, and we really don't want that to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Anna, do you have any other actually, you know what, before I go there with additional tips, how can you tell if somebody is confident and genuinely has a high regard for themselves? Just from your observation, how do you tell that somebody is truly confident?
I believe that truly confident people act with a big respect to themselves and to people around them. They don't feel a need to criticize others to make themselves feel better. You know what I mean? They already feel so good about themselves. They don't feel that need for looking for the bad things in others. They just appreciate the differences in others, and they are very acceptant of their own and other people's mistakes and imperfections. Because they truly realize that there is, you know, that it's really, perfection is overrated. There is, you know, we are all perfect the way we are. You know, it's not that it's, I don't know, that I don't like that term, perfect. I just think that we are all perfect in our own way. And that people who are truly confident, they like themselves so much that they want to just other people around them feel good about themselves as well. They don't feel threatened. By any other people. So they are just very respectful, and they just treat themselves very well and the people around them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said so many things that I want to highlight, Anna. One is respect. I think that's so important. To respect yourself and others, and also want to do good for others, you know, and also be kind to yourself as well. And when you act from that space, then you really do exude that natural confidence, you know, when you have that outward focus, but not just for others, but you also realize that you have to take care of yourself too, because you know, you can only give to others when your own cup is full. And when you feel good about yourself, when you take care of yourself, then you have more to give. But if you're constantly giving and you emptying yourself, you know, then you're just wiped out, you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, even though you are doing good things for others. But if you're so wiped out and stressed, then at the end of the day, you're not giving in a way that is going to be the most beneficial for them, and definitely not the most beneficial for you. So really good advice there.
Yeah, and see, you touched up on this other ingredient to self-confidence. When we are confident, when we have high self-esteem, we believe that we do deserve that self-care and self-love, and we are going to work on it and deliver it to ourselves. We're going to take care of ourselves well to be able to take care of people around us.
That's true. And we also become more confident in our decisions. So we don't, you know, we don't necessarily feel like making a choice to take care of ourselves is selfish, but we look at it more in terms of valuing ourselves and being able to say no when we know that it's going to not be in our best interest, and we're confident in those decisions. So it makes it easier for us to make so many of those tough decisions when we are more confident in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I'd like to switch gears just for a moment and take this opportunity to let everyone know that the show on why feeling good about yourself is crucial for your confidence is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen on any device. If you sign up on our URL at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a month's free trial of the service, and we really do appreciate your support. So, Anna, getting back to our topic, do you have any other tips that you'd like to share with our listeners in terms of self-love, self-acceptance, and then also self-care, which we just touched on?
Sure. You know, every one of us has someone in our life that we love, right? Either our partner, friend, a family member. So my tip for all of you is to love yourself and treat yourself the same way you love and treat the people you love. You are not less worthy than the people you love are. Just like we mentioned before, it is so important that self-love, self-acceptance, self-care, and And it's so easily forgotten, just like you mentioned, Charissa, before. People just think that it's selfish, which it's not, because we need to look at ourselves as our best friend as well.
Yes.
And what do we want for the people we love? We do think that they deserve rest, that they deserve fun, that they deserve to be loved. And we are no different. We really deserve all the same things. And we are capable to provide it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It just, again, all comes down to our beliefs, to the work we are willing to put into it.
Yes, absolutely. And that is so true, that taking care of ourselves is actually, if you think about it, is a service to those that we love. Because when we feel good about ourselves, then they feel good to be around us. And we're giving of ourselves and being of service to them in a way that's come from a place of love and kindness, rather than constantly being, you know, worn out and stressed and not taking care of ourselves first. And I love that perspective of thinking about treating yourself the way you would treat those that you love. That's so important. And the one thing that I always think of, I guess just from being a mom, and I know moms are really close to your heart as well, Anna, so I wanted to touch on this.
Oh, gosh, yes. And self-care issue too, you know. That's why I love that you asked that question, because I can tell you how many women I talk to that feel that self-care is so selfish. You know, and it just breaks my heart, especially that I struggled with it for so many years. And it took me, you know, it took so much work to finally get to the place that I feel okay if I take time to myself. And really, from my own experience, it makes everyone around me so much more happy, because I have so much more energy and so much more to offer.
Absolutely. What a good testament. And you could not find a better coach in this area, ladies, than Anna, because she truly has, she, you know, walks her talk. She has lived through it. She has been through so many of these different experiences. And she's not just a certified coach and can help from that perspective, but she just has such a big heart for moms. And being a mom herself, she's just such an expert in this area. And I'm so glad that you brought up that area of self-care, because you're so right. I mean, moms really feel guilty about self-care, when really, if I think of it, so, you know, I'll talk just from a perspective of being a mom, especially of a girl, you know, because I think as women, we are so tough on ourselves, mm-hmm. and we're so tough on ourselves as moms, and we're so self-critical. But if we want our kids and our daughters to look at us and want to be like us, then we really need to take care of ourselves, because we don't want them growing up thinking that it's okay not to take care of themselves.
Yes.
But we want them to value themselves and look at us as role models. So ladies, even if you want to look at it from that perspective, even if you're not a mom, think about the, you know, young girls or other people in your life who look up to you, and be, you know, and being an example. So not only is it going to help in your own life and help you feel better about yourself, but it's really going to influence those around you as well. Like Anna said, you're going to show up, you know, to people a lot better, and you're going to be a happier person, so they're going to be happier being around you. There's just such a ripple effect when you do that.
It surely is, Charissa.
Yeah, is there anything else that you wanted to share, Anna, in terms of being a mom? Because I know that is a huge, you know, huge
area
for you.
Oh, gosh, no. We need to do a separate show on this one. I get too passionate about this. I would talk for way too long. but yes, just, you know, just to summarize, really that self-care influences your self-confidence so much. And then you are so radiant. And again, your children, or again, you really don't need to be a mom, but just the people around you see that more. And they really, they don't care what you say. They don't care that you will tell them that they need to be more confident or take care of themselves. What matters is you being a good example. They respond more to what you do than what you say. So please just act, walk your talk.
Yes, and also going back to the whole fake it until you make it, you can't really fake it in front of your kids. I mean, kids are sensitive to that, and they will sense how you feel about yourself, even if you try to hide it. They will sense, you know, they listen to you, they listen to how you talk to yourself, and you look at yourself in the mirror. They're so tuned in with you. So it's super important, moms. If you don't do it for any other reason to start off with, you know, think about that as well, because we as women are nurturers, right? We always want to give up ourselves. We always want to be there for others. But really, the most effective way to do that is to take care of ourselves first. So, yeah, Anna and I cannot emphasize that enough. In case you can't tell, we're very passionate in that area about that. So, very important. And part of that is, you know, taking the time to even do better for yourself and come to these events. You know, even if you don't come to our retreat, go to other events, go to do something that you love, you know, even if it's like a painting class, something, like just do something for yourself, something that's going to recharge your batteries and going to make you feel good about yourself. Hang out with friends, whatever it is. But when I say hang out with friends, make sure that they're people that are going to lift you up and, you know, and really support you in this journey to being more self-confident and taking care of yourself. Yeah, so again, if you want to know more in that area, please come visit us at our retreats. We are more than happy to do that. And the other thing I did want to mention here, and this is going back a little bit to what we said about our beliefs and our past experience and all of that. Now, I know this is not an easy area to talk about, but because we all have different upbringings, we all have different situations that will tend to shape us and our beliefs. And I think that's one of the beauties of a coach and what we do as coaches is that if you are struggling to get through some of those things that may be holding you back from your past and you just don't see a way out of it and you just are not able to do it on your own, please reach out and find yourself a coach. Find yourself somebody who is, you know, who's certified and who you can trust to help you through those. Because until you work through that, it's going to be such a huge challenge for you to become more self-confident. So it may not even be Anna and I, but if you'd like to reach out to either of us to help you in that area, we are more than happy to do it. But even if you don't reach out to us, if you know of somebody as a coach that can help you out, I really encourage you to do that and to work through some of those deeper things that, you know, that I know I personally have had to work through from my own childhood, and I was painfully shy and did not have any kind of, you know, self-confidence all the way into my early adult life. And so I speak from experience when I say, you know, I cannot emphasize enough the value of a coach to help you move through that. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a coach, but that has helped me in my own personal journey. So, Anna, I don't know if you wanted to add anything about that.
No, I agree with you, Sharissa. I do. It's just... It's very crucial to have a person who is really not in your story, who is, you know, who cares about you, because you might have a lot of friends and family members who are so willing to help you, but they are really not you. And sometimes they push ideas on you or how you should act, how you should dress, what you should do to be more confident and what will make your life just perfect. But if it doesn't come from you, you will really not know. But then it will really not work. But a good and skillful coach can help you to find all those answers within you. You will do that inner work, and you will know what you need to work on to make your life the way you want it to look like, what to do to be more confident, more radiant person.
Absolutely. I could not have said that better myself. Yes, that is so true. And I don't know if you can tell, but both Anna and I speak from personal experience when it comes to this as well.
Yes.
And if you'd like to reach out to either of us, and if you have any questions whatsoever, feel free to do that. And we're going to be sharing our contact information again as we wrap up the show. But also, we would absolutely love to see you at the retreat. And it's not just about getting you to the retreat, but really that gives us an opportunity to answer any of your questions, you know, on a more personal level and in person, and really help you through a lot of the work that we kind of guide you through in order for you to get more confidence, to work through some of those things that maybe have been holding you back in the past. And there may be things that you don't even know. I mean, there's so much that happens subconsciously as a result of our experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's why coaching is so powerful to help with that. So we look forward to that. So speaking about our retreat, we are actually almost at the top of the hour already. And so what I'd like to do to wrap up is, I know I've kind of been, speaking a little bit about the retreat here and there as we went along, But I would like to share with all of you a little bit more about our retreat coming up on September 5th here in the Dallas area. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the with our retreats, they're called the Stop, Smile, Breathe Women's Retreat. So this is not just a one-time event, but we hold these retreats in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then we will be taking it to different cities around the U.S. as well. So if you go to our website and if your city is not listed, please feel free to send us a message on the little contact form on that page, and we will be happy to look into adding your city or a city near you to our list as well. So Anna, would you like to speak a little bit more about what they can, what our listeners can expect at the retreat if they decide to join us?
I cannot wait for this next retreat, Charissa, and I really think that it will be so, so beneficial for all the ladies who come. You will learn why the confidence is important. I think that we already persuade you, actually, that it is important, but we will give you so many tips on how to change your inner beliefs, to just let your light shine, and it's going to be fun. I think that some people will be touched, some people will learn so much more about themselves and what is stopping them from being confident, and we will really share a lot of exercises and good tips of on how to embrace your inner beauty and how to just love yourself and let others to see the beauty you carry within you.
Absolutely. And like Anna said, it's not just about us standing and giving you, you know, standing there and giving you tips and all of that, but it's also about doing some of that deep work. So we'll do the exercises and all of that while you're there. So you're not just walking away with knowledge, but you really go through those exercises and you just feel more confident, even just stepping, you know, stepping out of the retreat at the end of the day. And then on top of that, not just is it, you know, is it going to be us talking and those engaging sessions, but you also get 24 hours of access to the spa, which is fantastic. And again, this goes to our self-care. So, you know, you can either enjoy the rest of the day at the spa, and our venue is just absolutely beautiful. It's three levels. It's huge. There's so much to do. And Anna and I have spent a day there. You know, when we first started looking at the venue, we spent many, many hours there in the day, and we could have easily spent longer. So there's just a lot to do, and it's so relaxing. And so we invite you to come out and, you know, kind of escape and go out and be in a different environment around like-minded women, and come out and have fun with us and really enjoy the day and leave being completely, you know, transformed and just ready to go out there, being your confident self and able to just go out and achieve anything that you set your mind to. So that is a little taste of what we're going to be doing at the retreat. There's so much more. If you go to our website, you'll see just all of the list of all of the other things that are included, like goodie bags and giveaways, and there's just so much more than I can share tonight as we wrap up the show. But I encourage you to go to that website. Again, it's going to be on the same page that you use to listen to this show. So on the Blog Talk Radio page, you can go ahead and click on the link, and it will take you to the retreat. Now, the other thing I did mention at the beginning of the show is that there is a special promo code that I have for you listeners that we have set up. It's a 10% discount, but that's not the most exciting thing I have to share with you. So the 10% discount code, again, is on this page. It's SSB for Stop, Smile, Breathe, and then B and L, the letter B and L, so SSBBL, and that's for 10% off if you decide to get one ticket. Now, the other thing that's even more exciting than that is that you can actually attend free if you bring three friends. So we have a buy three tickets and then get one free special offer on the website as well. So that code is buy three, and again, that information is going to be on that page. So don't worry if you missed it or if you're not able to write it down right now. It's going to be on that page available to you. So again, come join us, and if you're not able to make this one, we're going to have another one in the Dallas area again on October 10th. And like I said, if you don't have a city near you on that list, please feel free to reach out to us and let us know if you'd like us to come to your city as well. So thank you so much again, Anna, for being on the show, and thank you for sharing your valuable information and your time with us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much, Charissa. I feel the same. It's always such a pleasure.
Thank you. So do you have any final thoughts? And then if you could let our listeners know how to contact you again, please.
You know, I really hope to meet some of you during our retreats, or maybe we will have chance again to record some show together and hear some of your questions and hear your lovely voices. And again, if you want to learn more about me, please visit my page. It's www.sflifecoaching.com or email me at anna@sflifecoaching.com. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Anna. And then just a final comment. Actually, this is a quote from me, and this is the quote that I mentioned earlier that I said that I would share again at the end. And I'd like to wrap up this topic of confidence with this quote from an unknown author, and it is that confidence is something you create within yourself by believing in who you are. So if anyone would like to reach out to me, you can contact me at info@sharissasebastian.com. And my website is www.sharissasebastian.com. Again, that's going to be on the same page that you access this radio show, so you can go ahead and click on the link if you'd like to visit my website. Now, all my social media links can be found on the website. Two things that are new as far as social media goes is, one is Periscope. So I'm doing Periscope videos more frequently, where I share a ton of tips and tools with all of you. And then I also have a YouTube channel, so feel free to check out those links as well. And then also, the other thing that I want to do mention is the Stop, Smile, Breathe website once more. It's www.stopsmilebreathe.com, and there you can find a list of all our upcoming upcoming events. So to find out more about the Life Coach Radio Network, you can go to www.lifecoachradionetwork.com. Here you can find more information about our coaches as well as future shows. My next show is on Monday, September the 21st, on Life Coach Radio Network at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much again, Anna, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Much peace, love, and blessings.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.